Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc. And those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hi, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve. This is my 398th word for word show. It is for June 22nd, 2018. We are in the New Testament in the book of Matthew. We are starting in chapter 8 today. I suggest strongly that if you want to make notes, you get something and get ready to write, because I give a lot of notes. I've got a lot of homework done on this stuff, and you're going to want to write down what I have to say here, so you can look it up and reference these things yourself. It's very important that you do your own studies. I have had a problem with my website. There are similar Pastor Steves out there. So if I don't give the whole website, people are Googling me and they get a whole page full of people that are using Pastor Steve. So my website is https://www.pastor-steve.com. That'll take you right to the site. So let's get started in chapter 8 here of the book of Matthew. Verse 1. Well, this is right after Yeshua was talking to the multitudes, talking to his taught ones, pardon me, and the multitudes were listening. Verse 1, and when he came down from the mountain, large crowds followed him. And see, a leper came and bowed before him, saying, Master, if you desire, you are able to make me clean. He recognized his power right off. Recognized that power right off. Now here's Yeshua speaking to him. And stretching out his hand, Yeshua touched him, saying, now touching a leper. Okay, that's how he imparted power. Saying, I desire it. Be cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Wow. By his word. Because he is the word. Okay. He is the word. Verse 4. Of chapter 8, and you can reference the book of Leviticus, chapter 14, verses 1 through 32. That's Leviticus 14, verses 1 through 32. And Yeshua said to him, see, mention it to no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moshe commanded as a witness to them. Okay, verse 5. And when Yeshua had entered Kephar Nachum, that's K-E-P-H-A-R, N-A-C-H-U-M, a captain came to him, appealing to him, that's a captain in the military, saying, Master, my servant is lying in the house, paralyzed, grievously tortured. Verse 7, and Yeshua said to him, I shall come and heal him. Verse 8, and the captain answering said, Master, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only say a word, and my servant shall be healed. Verse 9, and you can reference the book of Baruch, chapter 3, verses 33 through 35. That's Baruch 3, 33 through 35. Continuing on. For I too am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. Let's stop right here. He recognizes Yeshua as having authority. Well, the soldier is a captain, and he's under authority. Well, Yeshua is under the Father's authority, and he sees this. Continuing on in verse 9, and I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. verse 10. And when Yeshua heard, he marveled and said to those who followed, truly I say to you, not even in Israel have I found such great belief. Now that's in the Israel that's right there. If this was a Roman soldier, which evidently he was, he more than likely was of the Zerach branch of the tribe of Yehuda. Because that's where the Zerach branch settled, was up in the Rome area and in Italy. That's Zerah Judah. So that's where this guy's belief from. He was of the seed line. Okay? It shows you right here. Because Yeshua only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And if this guy was from Rome, he was an Israelite from Rome. Wow. Verse 11. And you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 29. That's Luke 13, 29, for verse 11. And I say to you that many shall come from east and west and sit down with Abraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov in the reign of the heavens. That's the dispersion, brothers and sisters. He's speaking about us. Isn't that glorious? Doesn't that touch your heart? Many shall come from east and west and sit down with the patriarchs in the reign of the heavens. Oh. Verse 12. And you can reference the book of Matthew 22:13. That's Matthew 22:13. And 25:30. Matthew chapter 22, verse 13, and chapter 25, verse 30. And the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 28. Now listen to what he says here, and I'll explain this. But the sons of the rain shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Sons of the rain. Okay. The current reign of mankind, people like Herod, etc., etc. The sons of the rain, not the sons of Yahweh, the sons of the rain, the earthly reign of the evil ones. That's who he's talking about. Those sons. Verse 13. And Yeshua said to the captain, go, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. This is for an Israelite. And his servant was healed that hour. Okay. He healed the leper of Israel. He healed the servant of a captain of the Zerah branch of Judah from Rome. Whew. Verse 14. And when Yeshua had come into the house of Kepha, that's Peter, the rock. Kepha means rock. Okay. He saw his wife's mother lying sick with inflammation. That's Peter's wife, not Yeshua's wife. Into the house of Kepha. Peter's wife's mother was lying sick with inflammation. Verse 15. And he touched her hand, and the inflammation left her. And she arose and served them, healed her. If she had arthritis or whatever, boom, it's gone. Just from his touch. Verse 16 of chapter 8. And when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. There's a lot that are demon-possessed today. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. Okay, that's amazing. Verse 17. Okay, verse 17. And you can reference the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 4. That's Isaiah 53, verse 4. That it might be filled or fulfilled, okay, what was spoken by Yeshayahu, that's Isaiah, the prophet, saying, he himself took our weaknesses and bore our sicknesses. That's Isaiah 53, verse 4. Verse 18. Of chapter 8 of Matthew. And when Yeshua saw large crowds about him, he gave a command to go off to the other side. Verse 19. This is a scribe. He could have been an Edomite, could have been whatever. And he's giving lip service, he's talking. That's what he's doing, is talking. A certain scribe, having come near, said to him, teacher, I shall follow you wherever you go. Really? Verse 20. And Yeshua said to him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the sky nests, but the son of Adam, that's capital S and son, and capital A and Adam, son of Adam, he shows his pure blood lineage right there, son of Adam, has nowhere to lay his head. So you think you're going to follow Yeshua? Right. Verse 21 of chapter 8. And you can reference the book of Tobit, T-O-B-I-T, Tobit, chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. That's chapter 4, verses 3 and 4 of Tobit. And another of his taught ones said to him, Master, first let me go and bury my father. Those are people that were listening to him. all the whole time. One of his taught ones. Verse 22. But Yeshua said to him, follow me. And leave the dead to bury their own dead. Oh, the spiritually dead? To bury their own corpses. Leave the dead to bury their own dead. The dead, those who are not listening. We have a lot of them today. The dead, they're dead. They're walking dead people. They don't want to hear these messages. They don't want to hear the gospel. They don't want to follow Yeshua. They want to follow church doctrine because it's a safe little social club. And they don't dare think for themselves. They don't investigate. They don't study. They listen to the guy in the pulpit on Sunday. And that's the extent of what they do with their quote-unquote religion. And they expect to get into heaven because they go to a building on Sunday and listen to somebody preach false doctrine. It's sad. It really is. Verse 23 of chapter 8. And when he entered into a boat, his taught ones followed him. Verse 24. And see, a great gale arose on the sea so that the boat was covered by the waves. But he was sleeping. He took a nap during the storm. Calm. Verse 25. Now they came and woke him up. And his taught ones came to him and woke him up, saying, Master, save us. We are perishing. Verse 26. And he said to them, why are you afraid, O you of little belief? Why are you afraid, O you of little belief? Questioned them. Then, having risen, he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. He just got up and said, be still. And they were. He had power over the winds in the sea. Verse 27. And the men marveled, saying, what is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? And these were the people that were going around with him. These were his disciples, his taught ones. Verse 28. And when he came to the other side, to the country of the Girgashites, that's Girgashi, those were Canaanite people. Two demon-possessed ones met him coming out of the tombs, at tombs in the cliffs. And they were very fierce, so that no one was able to pass that way. They would attack people. Sort of like in our cities where the demon-possessed are attacking people today. Verse 29. Now listen to this. This is the demons talking. And see, they cried out saying, what have we to do with you, Yeshua, son of Elohim, have you come here to torture us before the appointed time? They knew their appointed time was going to come when they would be cast in the lake of fire. They know. The demons believe, brothers and sisters. They believe and they tremble, but that doesn't make them less demons. They're still demons. You can't save a demon. They've left their first estate and fallen. They rebelled. They are the opposition. Now, I told you the Girgashites were Canaanites. Listen to this. Verse 30. And at a distance from them, there was a herd of many pigs feeding. These people raised pigs. They were not Israelites. They were Canaanite pig farmers. Verse 31. And the demons begged him, because there were more than one demon in these guys. They were housing. These were evil people, saying, if you cast us out, send us into the herd of pigs. There were so many of them, they can go into the pigs. Verse 32. And he said to them, go. And they, coming out, went into the herd of pigs. And see, the entire herd of pigs rushed down the steep place into the sea and died in the water. Now listen to this, verse 33. I'm going to do an explanation on this. And the herdsmen fled and went away into the city and reported all this and about those possessed by demons. Verse 34, and see, all the city came out to meet Yahshua, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their borders. Now, why was that? Because they were Canaanites. He was not there for them, and he just wrecked their pig farming industry. And they didn't want any more damage done to their local economy by this man whom they recognized having authority. They were afraid of him. But they wanted him to leave their territory. They didn't want the son of Yahweh in their territory. Please leave, please leave. Okay, he's going to leave. These are Girgashi. They're Canaanites. Idol worshippers, demon worshippers. They're terrible. That's how the demons got in two of their number. Because they were fooling around worshiping false gods, because they were Canaanites. And they opened the door and the demon came in these people, because in somebody that has the Holy Spirit indwelling into them, demons can't get in. There's no room for them. They're repelled. Okay, that ends chapter 8. Now we're going to go into chapter 9 of the book of Matthew. Verse 1 of chapter 9. And entering into a boat, he passed over and came to his own city. What was his city? Nazareth. He was a Nazarene. Nazarene. Okay. It was from Nazareth. The book Yeshua of Nazareth. Verse 2. And see, they were bringing to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And Yeshua, these are his own people, these are Israelites, seeing their belief, said to the paralytic, "Take courage, son. Your sins have been forgiven." Now, who'd they have among them? They had some scribes and Pharisees, because they were spread all over, these Edomite and traitorous Israelites were scattered all over, and they were Talmudists. They followed the Talmud. Verse 3. And see, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This one blasphemes, because he said your sins are forgiven." Verse 4, and Yeshua, knowing their thoughts, he even knew their very thoughts. Okay? That's why I keep telling people, you can't hide what you do and what you think from Yahweh. He knows your thoughts. Well, of course, the Son would know thoughts just like the Father does. Verse 4, and Yeshua, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think wicked thoughts in your hearts?" Verse 5, "For which is easier to say, your sins have been forgiven, or to say, arise and walk?" Now that would stump them. Huh? To forgive sins. Even if you're paralyzed, you've sinned in your life. And that will keep you out of the kingdom of heaven. But he forgives the sins and cleanses a man of his sins and opens the door to the kingdom of heaven for that man. What a tremendous act. Which is even more powerful than healing him. But here we go. Verse 6. "But in order for you to know that the Son of Adam," Adam, gives his lineage, he's purebred Adamite, "possesses authority on earth to forgive sins," he then said to the paralytic, "Rise, take up your bed and go to your house." Verse 7. "And he rose and went to his house," which just blew their mind. They weren't ready for that, because he'd been paralyzed for a long time. Verse 8. "And when the crowds saw it, they marveled and praised Elohim who had given such authority to men," because they thought Yeshua was just a man. They didn't know that he was the literal son of Elohim. Now here we go. Verse 9. Here he meets Matthew, the tax collector, the one this book is about, Matityahu. Verse 9. And as Joshua passed on from there, he saw a man called Matityahu sitting at the tax office. Tax office. He was a tax collector. Everybody hated the tax collectors. All of them. And he said to him, follow me. Follow me. That's it. And he rose and followed him. Didn't question. He was a tax collector. Had a good job. Got a piece of the action. That's what they did. And he got up and he followed Yeshua. Just dropped everything and followed him. Walked away from his life. Now here we have verse 10 and 11. Verse 10 and 11, both these verses, you can reference the book of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 and 2. That's Luke 15, 1 and 2. Verse 10. And it came to be, as Yeshua sat at the table in the house, that see, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his taught ones, because they wanted what Yeshua could give. They wanted the salvation. They wanted to hear his word. Verse 11, and when the Pharisees saw it, these self-righteous phonies, they said to his taught ones, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners instead of righteous people? Oh, we're so righteous. We stand up and such arrogance. Verse 12. And Yeshua, hearing this, said to them, those who are strong have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. They were suffering from the sickness of sin. Verse 13. Now, part A of verse 13, you can reference Matthew chapter 12, verse 7. And part B of this verse, you can reference Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. So those are those two verses, Matthew 12, verse 7, and Hosea 6, verse 6. Verse 13, he's still speaking, but go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not offering. So the offerings didn't get you into the kingdom of heaven, but compassion for your fellow man. That's a lesson for all of us right there. You care about your brethren. Now, continuing on, for I did not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. All right, verse 14. Then the taught ones of Yochanan, that's John the Baptist, okay, came to him saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your taught ones do not fast? Now, these are just the ones that were baptized for repentance by John the Baptist. Verse 15. And Yeshua said to them, are the friends of the bridegroom able to mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the day shall come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they shall fast. Verse 16. And no one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch pulls away from the garment and the tear is made worse. Verse 17. Neither do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins burst and the wine is spilled and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved. In other words, the new wineskins haven't expanded to their capacity yet, and the wine fermenting in the wineskins will balloon them out, and it won't rip them because they're still soft and pliable. Verse 18. While he was saying all this to them, see, a ruler came and bowed down to him, saying, that's somebody in authority, one of the local potentates, maybe a judge or something, my daughter is dead by now, but come and lay your hand on her and she shall live. Now, verse 19. And Yeshua rose and followed him, his taught ones too, the ones that were with him. Verse 20. This is important. Reference Numbers 15:37 through 41. That's Numbers 15:37 through 41. And the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 22, verse 12. That's Deuteronomy 22:12. Now, we'll make an explanation with this. This is verse 20. And see, a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the tzitzit of his garment. Okay, she had a continuing, unending menstrual cycle. She had a physical problem. It wouldn't stop all the way. And the tzitzit is the fringe on each corner of a four-cornered garment that we are commanded to wear. I wear one. I have several. In case I have to clean one, I wear one when I go out. When I leave the house, I'm wearing one. It's got tzitzit on it with a thread of blue. Now, the Talmudists do not have the thread of blue. They don't follow what it says in the scripture. Verse 21. For she said to herself, this is her thoughts, if I only touch his garment, I shall be healed. Well, in other scriptures, in verse 22, he felt power go out from him. Okay? Because he didn't feel her touch him. She didn't touch him. She just touched the fringe. With that much faith, if I just touch his garment. Verse 22, but Yeshua turned, and when he saw her, he said, take courage, daughter. Your belief has healed you. And that woman was healed from that hour. She was an Israelite woman that believed. She saw and knew instinctively that this was the son of Elohim. Verse 23. And when Yeshua came into the ruler's house, in other words, to see his dead daughter, he saw the flute players and the crowd making a noise. They were mourning, and they were playing mourning songs on flutes. Verse 24, he said to them, go back, in other words, back up, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed at him. Verse 25, but when the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. In other words, boom. She didn't have any breath, any pulse. She was getting cold. And he restored her spirit and reanimated her body with no damage. Verse 26. And this report went out into all that land. Verse 27. And as Yeshua passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have compassion on us. They recognized he was the son of David, the king. Verse 28. And when he came into the house, the blind men came to him, and Yeshua said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Master. They believed. Verse 29. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your belief, let it be to you. Boom. Verse 30. And their eyes were opened. In other words, they were no longer blind. And Yeshua strictly ordered them, saying, see, let no one know. Verse 31. But when they went out, they made him known in all that land. They just couldn't contain themselves. Couldn't do it. Verse 32. And as they were going out, see, they brought to him a man, dumb and demon-possessed. Dumb and demon-possessed. He couldn't speak. And he had a demon. Verse 33. And when the demon was cast out, the dumb one spoke. In other words, the one who couldn't speak finally spoke. And the crowds marveled, saying, it was never seen like this in Israel. Here's verse 34. And you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 10. Verse 25, that's 10:25, and the and chapter 12, verse 24, that's 10:25 and 12:24, and the book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 22, that's Mark 3:22, and Luke chapter 11, verse 15. They expand on that in the other books, okay? Verse 35, and you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 23, for verse 35, that's Matthew 4:23, Mark chapter 1, verse 39, that's Mark 1:39, and Luke chapter 4, verse 44, that's Matthew 4:23, Mark 1:39, and Luke 4:44, verse 35. And Yeshua went about all the cities and villages teaching in their congregations and proclaiming the good news of the reign. That's the kingdom of heaven, the gospel. That's good news. And healing every disease and every bodily weakness among the people. Okay, he was going around just healing people, just left and right, all the miracles. Verse 36, and you can reference in verse 36, you can reference the book of Numbers, chapter 27, verse 17, that's Numbers 27. Verse 17, 1 Kings, chapter 22, verse 17, that's 1 Kings 22, 17, 1 Chronicles, or no, pardon me, 2 Chronicles, my mistake, 2 Chronicles, chapter 18, verse 16, 2 Chronicles 18, verse 16. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 5. That's Ezekiel 34, verse 5. And the book of Mark chapter 6, verse 34. That's Mark 6, 34. Okay. Verse 36, and having seen the crowds, he was moved with compassion for them because they were wearied and scattered as sheep having no shepherd. Now, here you go. This verse, I quote this one all the time. Verse 37, and you can reference in verse 37 and 38, the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 2. That's Luke 10, verse 2, for 37 and 38. This is verse 37. Then he said to his taught ones, "The harvest truly is great, but the workers are few." Verse 38, "Pray then that the master of the harvest," that would be Yahweh, "would send out workers to his harvest." That's the harvest, Yahta, of the remnant people of true Israel to Yahweh. And I only have a few minutes left here. I've got about 3 minutes. I will be getting into chapter 10 on Monday. I'll be doing 10 and 11. I thank you all for listening and for the support that I have been getting. It's starting to come in. I have been doing this for years. I will finally finish all the scriptures in February of next year. They'll all be done. And then there'll be reruns, but I will be doing live sermons after that. Well, here we are at the end of the hour. I'm going to play the bumper music. And may Yahweh bless and keep you, and I will catch you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.